MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 6, 2025. Safety plans are already underway for October in Salem. The state will now regulate payment apps. Cloudy upper 20s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:03 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, in response to the deadly New Orleans terrorist attack on New Year's Day, Salem officials recently met to discuss additional pedestrian safety measures they will implement to ensure that the large crowds the city attracts year-round are protected in the event of a similar attack. With the ever-increasing popularity of Halloween in Salem, the Salem Police Department already deploys additional safety measures each October and other busy times. The steps include additional and specially trained police officers, rerouting traffic, the creation of pedestrian-only areas protected by concrete barriers, intelligence gathering from federal partners and state police, extra rescue and medical coverage, and the support and effort of city agencies such as the Department of Public Services and the Salem Fire Department. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Massachusetts will have regulatory oversight of Venmo, PayPal, and other cash payment apps under a consumer protection bill signed into law by Governor Mara Healey, making the state the latest to set rules on the multi-billion dollar sector. The bill, one of dozens signed by Healey on January 2, authorizes the State Division of Banks to regulate the companies by requiring them to get a license and submit quarterly reports about their fiscal health. It will authorize the commissioner to revoke licenses for noncompliance, fraud, or unsafe practices. Backers of the plan say Massachusetts was an outlier as the only state that didn't regulate domestic money transmissions. The law was last updated in 1991 and still includes references to technologies used in the early 1900s. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Jim Sullivan writes in the Daily News of Newburyport, Newburyport's plan to turn the former Brown School into affordable senior housing could be in line for a $500,000 boost should Governor Mara Healey release funds socked away in an Affordable Homes Act earmark. Healey signed the $5.16 billion Affordable Homes Act in August. The act includes assistance to programs that support first-time homebuyers, as well as incentives to build more housing for low- to moderate-income residents. State Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester authored the earmark to the bill, setting aside $500,000 for the development of housing at the former Brown School, where Boston-based Zeta Insight has plans to build 29 affordable units. And Luke Acton reports in itemlive.com, a special election will take place today from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Linfield to decide on two ballot questions concerning the approval of major projects that were approved in a November town hall. All precincts will be voting at Linfield High School, 275 Essex Street. These projects are the large-scale renovation of the Linfield Public Library that will be appropriated $18.3 million for completion, and the 10-year roadway improvement program that will be appropriated $12.85 million. In sports, the Linfield High School hockey team, fresh off a big win over Gloucester, is part of a bunch of teams in the Cape Ann League chasing the Essex Hawks, who are off to a 5-1 start. This is Linfield hockey coach John Gardner.
Yeah, it was nice the first go-around in our division in the Cal. Everyone was sitting at 1-1, so that's kind of nice. I think our division's really tough. Anybody can take that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Have those competitive games already and some competitive games coming down the road for sure.
That's Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner. In the pros, the Celtics-Bruins both lost yesterday. The Patriots won, but head coach Gerard Mayo has been fired. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.